I draw four cards.
Okay.
Corey, see if you can line yourself up in the middle of your thing there. Just shift the camera to yourself or
bite me. The way I'm sitting.
That's reality for me.
Be glad I'm not making you look up at my face.
Mm.
Got Corey and Chris together again here on Anytime, Anywhere After.
People pay good money for that, though, Corey.
I know. The money shot. All right. Do I have any play immediately? I'm all good.
I have a play immediately.
Oh.
Is it finally rid of the last of your magic books out of the library?
No. It's discard one piece of gear. Which, perfect. Depending on where we start, will depend on what the gear is.
Right. I know where to start. It'll be extra fun for Logan. Don't even worry about the gear. I'll take care of that for you.
Of course you will.
So, the three of you are all sitting in comfortable chairs facing each other in a roughly triangular formation. Mm-hmm. Corey and Chris are wearing clothing that looks just like Morpheus in The Matrix. Holmes is naked because that's his piece of gear that got lost, was his clothing. He hasn't noticed yet. You don't mention anything, and if it doesn't get too cold, he won't notice. You guys are sitting there in the White Dove. Apparently you were in the middle of chatting or something when maybe Holmes decided it was too hot and he decided to strip down and then hide his clothing from you. You're not really sure what happened there.
Strange things happen.
They do. Also, you guys all hear kind of a distant scrabbling noise. Give me listen rolls for more detail.
Bless you.
It's hard to hear over Sneezy McSneezerson.
Listen.
Thank you.
So, Patel, you can blame him.
Ha ha! All my fault.
It looks like he was just getting ready to brief you guys when you heard that, and then everybody who makes their listen roll looks up.
Is something happening with the churning weather?
Did you make your listen roll?
No. Hold on.
I haven't, as in no, you haven't actually rolled, as opposed to no, you didn't make it.
Now he's busy looking at you rolling. Right. Okay, for Fulton, who's the only one who made it really super good, the other two are like, there's some noise from the roof. For Fulton, it sounds like claws scrabbling against the roof and then digging in.
Ruts in the walls playing up again.
Something a bit larger than that.
Well, I didn't
clawing
hear
the at the roof, I think. Mm-hmm. I go to the window.
You can't see anything from the window, which looks out onto the street. It looks like it's nighttime.
We haven't been getting attacked by flying monkeys or anything, have we?
No.
It appears to be nighttime. The sky is very clouded over and such.
It's the right time.
There are some, looks like street lamps, but nothing really close by here. And as it always is at nighttime, the city is quiet. Except for whatever sounds like it's literally digging in through your roof now.
I go up to the parking area where the car usually is.
Fulton sets off. What are you two doing?
I'll tag along.
See, seem to hear where the noise was coming from.
If at this point you realize that you're naked.
This is going to be a bit inconvenient.
Yes, but, if you have to fight naked.
Yes.
Nobody wants to fight naked guy.
I don't believe we've met. I'm Joshua Kay.
You know it's going to turn into wrestling at some point. And then it's going to turn into a date. And then
only
you're going to have to take someone to dinner.
Oil or grease. Oil or pig grease involved.
I really like that. It's like, oil and pig grease may be involved. Oh, I don't believe we've met. Hello, I'm naked man. Awkward. All right. So you guys are heading up there, and it sounds like something is tearing a hole in your ceiling. It looks like Dr. Fulton is heading up these stairs toward what looks to be like a garage on the second floor with like a big garage door type thing that kind of flips up, but it's currently closed. And you guys look over and you can see three black faceless creatures with wings ripping their way in. Could everybody please give me sanity rolls?
You're not sure. Are you a Night Gaunt? What is going on?
Why are Night Gaunts attacking us?
A fair question.
Sanity.
If you make it, it's zero. If you fail, it's a bit more.
Ooh, that's not good.
Perfect. Dr. Stephen Yang. These are Night Gaunts, indeed.
I might actually spend a hero point on that, because...
Sure?
Yeah.
I don't see a problem here. It's
my sanity is a bit light these days.
It's only a D10, since there's so many of them.
Hey, success.
Interesting. Have Mayaki, hunting horrors, but no Night Gaunts.
No, these are Night Gaunts, you're pretty sure.
Yeah, no, I'm looking at, as in what was pre-written on the character, pre-written sanity losses.
These max at 12.
Yeah.
Sorry. Right. And you guys go into standard combat. Gosh, you wish you weren't naked. As far as gear on you, whatever you guys had last, you left, except your clothes are different.
Enjoy. Okay.
So, right. Round one. Heroes are first, villains are second. Discussing the weather, and in McKay's case, possibly how cold it is as an excuse, is approved. Right, heroes are first. Fulton, what do you do?
I slowly pull out my lightsaber.
Yang, what do you do?
How tough are these things? Do I know anything about them?
Give me a Cthulhu Mythos roll.
I mean... I know about them. I just want to know what my character knows.
Roll.
I'm rolling.
Jesus Christ.
Roll it.
Success.
You know whatever you know. Fairly tough. If somebody's prepared and well armed, then they're not too bad. But if they're, say, naked, then it's bad.
Okay. I guess I'll pull the hog leg.
All right. Give me quick draw hog leg, unless you just want to spend the round pulling it out.
Nah, I'll try the quick draw.
If you fumble it, it could be extra fun for Logan, so I approve. Roll it.
Dude.
Naked man. What do you do while he's fumbling with his gun?
I reach behind my back and attempt to quick draw my kukri.
You think it may help if you do a little bit of a squatting, shuffling thing?
Yeah. All right, I slightly lift up one leg there.
roll quick draw if you're doing a quick draw.
Oh, yeah, my minus 30. Lifting that leg seemed to have helped.
I believe, let me double check the magic here. Is it okay
it's
for
Gothic, so I'm assuming it, well, it's Magitek here, so I assume it's okay.
I assume nothing. Yes, magic is unlimited here.
What about tech?
Good luck. As soon as you try to turn it on, then you'll make the tech roll.
All right.
You haven't seen much tech here. That should give you a bit of a hint.
I turn it on using a free action. I press a button.
Cool. Give me a willpower times 3. So, in other words, it probably end up going out on you at some point during the fight.
Fucking Duracells.
Did you make your quick draw there? Yeah.
No. I
you didn't. Ominously pull out your pistol. You seem to be the only one armed with any kind of real weapon. Right. There are at least 3 of them. There may be more out through the big hole that they've efficiently torn in your roof. They rush forward, all of them toward McKay.
Yes, I was afraid that would occur.
Okay. Let's see. The first one attempts to grapple McKay. Damn. Yes. Right. One of them grabs you, and the other two attempt to. So you're grappled right now. Mm-hmm. And since it's grappled you, it tries its free tickle attack with its tail.
Yes.
Now. All right. So McKay is loving being naked and tickled. I'll tell you, I really am enjoying that gear goes bye-bye card next round. I can feel the evil coursing through my veins. Heroes are first and have a small chance of getting knocked down if they take damage. Shield bashing is approved. Heroes are first. Going for Duracell not working guy. What do you do?
Well, since I have everything that I had on me last time, I will quick draw the evil sword.
Roll. What's Yang doing?
I will take a shot at one of the, not the guy who's grappled.
Since all of them are kind of clustered around him, if you miss by less than 10, you'll hit him. A bigger miss or a hit will not hit him. So it's a small chance since you're careful not to shoot the one grabbing him, yeah?
Okay.
And I'll chop into one.
Same thing. Don't miss by 10 or less because they're clustered around.
By half. Succeeded.
Excellent. Roll damage.
One thing. What sort of gun are you using,
Doctor? Oh, yeah. Tech. Sorry. Willpower times 3.
It's a Western 6-shooter.
Yep. Roll okay. Willpower times 3. Let's see if it actually
comes up. Okay.
Thank you, Pete. Take card.
Did you want to re-roll there, Chris?
No, I was waiting for the fumble deck.
Your fumble, whatever you just did is massively painful, costing you both hit points and magic points, D6 hit points, D6 magic points, roll separate for each. Dr. Yang, your pistol goes click.
That sucks.
Yes. And going over to Mr. Getting Tickled While Naked, what do you do? Quick. What do you do?
If I can, I'll attempt to stab it if my arm is free.
Give me a stab at negative 10. Fortunately, you've got kind of a good weapon for, like, while you're being grappled doing it, as opposed to sword, which would be a bigger negative.
All right, I will play skill plus 15 on the martial arts side of it.
Okay.
Totally plus 5 to martial arts. Martial arts. Miss with the martial arts. Minus 10 on the knife. But I hit nicely with the knife.
Damage.
8d10. Any negatives for armor?
This thing, no.
Okay. You can take a whopping 2 points of damage.
Hooray, it lives. Keep track, you are on number 2. Right. Oh, okay. Here's what the bad guys do. Number 1, while he's being grappled, at a small bonus, takes a slash at him. It doesn't appear like it's trying to really kill him. Oh, missed by just a little bit. And number 3 tries to save him. Number 2 attempts its tickle attack now. Right. And what's your strength there, Pete?
My strength is down there. It is 84.
God damn. So, right. Roll a 81 or higher to be drugged toward the hole. If you're rolling 80 or less, you are not, unless you want to be.
No, I'm not joking.
You just stand there. Okay. And, right. We now go to
rip into the wood.
Mm-hmm. It shows his big long toenails go. All right, so it appears that the bad guys have had an ineffectual round. We now go to next round, as the good guys are wondering why their weapons don't work. Heroes are first, villains are second. throwing or dropping something currently held is approved. So, right, starting with Duracells don't work.
I'll chop into one of the Nikons. Nothing special.
Number one or number three or the one that's hugging him?
Oh, the one that's hugging. No, number one.
Aw. God damn. You've got all the stats for the sword, so.
Yeah.
Six? Okay. Corey, mm-hmm. what do you do? Your gun appears to be ineffectual here.
I will drop it and attempt to fast draw the dwarven sword.
Go for it. You get a card for dropping your gun. And he slowly and ominously pulls out his sword. Meanwhile, naked boy, what are you doing?
Stubby, stubby.
Neg 10.
Yeah.
Right. I'll go ahead and roll for the things. Slash and McKay.
Actually, I missed on martial arts. So I forgot the negative.
Yeah. And tickle attack. God damn. It's finally a good round for the bad guys.
And I miss.
Excellent. Right. Number one goes, and it gets just a little bit of blood, and then it's simple actions toward the hole. Number three, same thing. Number two, tickle attack. So roll a willpower times two to resist becoming immobilized for D6 rounds.
Well, by two.
Excellent. It then moves you to... All of them are moving over to the hull. It looks like the one that has McKay is last in line. The others are going out. So, we now go to next round. Villains are first. Declaring war is approved instead of anything else. So... Right, the first villain that initially got his blood launches into the air and begins to fly. The second one, same thing. The third one has to make some fucking fly rolling shit since it's got McKay, although he is completely immobilized, naked, and giggling like a schoolgirl. It begins slowly flapping toward the ground. It's kind of, it's falling really slow with McKay. It's going, hee 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 hee. Like that. So we now go, so they are out of the building going down. So starting off with Chris, what do you do?
So they're not within melee range. So
well, they are if you want to leap out of the building with your sword and the big double hand overhand strike.
Like how many meters away are they?
You could simple action and like fall out of the building. But they're just a bit beyond, like, jumping out of the building type thing.
And the so only are one they within 5 meters?
Yes. Well, one of them is. The one that's got McKay.
All right, hold on. I'm going to fast draw Buck Rogers' pistol, drop the evil sword.
It appears he's a veritable toolkit of shit. That's a tech thing, though, so good luck with that.
Yeah, no.
And if you miss by 20 or less, then you'll hit giggling naked boy.
It's good for him.
Okay.
Put hair on his chest.
Right. Corey, while he's doing that, what are you up to?
I'll take a swing at the one that's flapping on the ground there.
The only way to get him, because you're three stories up, it's kind of already out of the building and falling, so you literally have to leap out of a three-story building and cut it on the way down while he's shooting at it.
I thought he was coming back towards the ground. Or he left the building and is falling.
He left the building. You guys are up high at the building right now. It's not a normal building. It's like a big theater type thing. It used to be a theater.
I'll drop the sword and pick up my pistol again.
Fair enough. All right. Giggling boy, roll a D6 for me. I'm curious to see how many rounds you're immobilized for. That'd be...
Three rounds.
Oh, yeah. And it's continuing. It's going to keep trying to refresh its thing by getting a free tickle on you every round because they're bad. However, Fulton makes his willpower roll. And has this one taken damage before? Number two?
Yep.
How much has it taken before?
10 points.
God damn.
No, the D8 to see is if the weapon explodes in my hand. The second one is...
Makes sense.
It is now up to 12 points of damage.
12? All right. So, kind of a good news, bad news thing for McKay. You are now naked, falling through the air toward the ground, which you pretty much hit this round, actually. So, awkward.
And I'm paralyzed, so there's nothing I can do about it.
That's right. Because
I can't even make a jump roll or anything to try and...
Yes, love hurts, and you are literally doing the three-story fall.
So, anybody have a haste?
No, unfortunately.
Move plus +5, opponent fails. Skill plus +5, that's it. Armor piercer.
Okay. All right. So go ahead and roll. Pete, roll a D8 plus a D10 of damage on yourself. It's going to be half and half. You would like low, I'm guessing, unless you've just decided to.
14. Sorry?
Are you still conscious?
Yes.
No problem. As you're laying there in great pain, two black guardsmen come walking by, and one goes, "You look at that. Someone threw out a perfectly good white boy."
Yes. 14, half and half, you say.
Uh-huh. So, that calls back to at least three different movies there. And... Right. The other ones are flying away. It appears that they're pretty quick. They're at least 15 meters away right now and continuing to fly away.
Yep. I put the gun away. I put my lightsaber away. I pick up your evil sword, put it away, and I go downstairs.
Yeah. You're not trying to pocket any of them. You're just sticking them back in. Cool. All right. Yeah. He wanders off. What are you doing there?
I'll pocket the evil sword for now.
Ah, well, go for it. What are you doing, Corey?
I'll pick up two and head out.
No problem. They eventually come by. One of the guardsmen is writing something on a piece of paper. He hands it to McKay, who's in a lot of pain.
So what comes after sword trick?
Nice.
God damn.
You can either do another trick, as in another type of weapon.
But you can still only have one thing in the pocket at a time. Or, hold on, let me look it up here. Yeah. After sword trick is either, like, I don't want to do swords, I want to do daggers or whatever. Or you could take the next spell, which is simple pocket, which is different than the trick. You'd have one thing tricked, one thing pocketed. Oh,
never mind. Is that what general pocket turned into?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah. You already got that?
Yep.
So pick a new kind of weapon, and then you can keep doing that. Like anything that can fit under a trench coat. I want a sword. I want bolas. I want whatever. Boomerang, batarang. You like batarang? Batman boomerangs. So, right, you guys go downstairs as one of the guards is handing a piece of paper to Holmes, who's laying there naked in the street in a great deal of pain. There you are, sir. I recommend getting back inside and getting some clothes on, or we'll have to ticket you again.
Yes. Don't you understand street performance art?
No. Also, we've had a new ordinance that you may wish to be aware of. Mimes are now to be hauled off to the dungeons.
Okay.
We don't kill them. The other one goes, a mime is a horrible thing to waste.
Yes, you're fired. Very good. So fired.
they wander off.
I stagger to my feet, pick up my cookery, which I probably dropped when I hit the ground.
Oh, yeah. So much pain. The guards didn't say shit about that because a naked dude wandering around with a kukri, not the weirdest thing they'll probably see tonight.
No.
They figure you're drunk.
Yes.
And fell out of your building.
Yes.
Through a hole you made in there.
and stagger towards the white duck.
No problem. Yeah, you see the R2 looking at you like, this is fun.
Mm-hmm.
So much pain. He looks like he's ready to pass out from the pain pretty soon.
Yeah, I'll come. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask if you were a medical doctor.
Yeah. Are you? Are you a doctor?
I am a doctor.
Doctor?
Doctor?
Doctor.
Doctor. So, who are you anyway?
I'm a doctor. Outside or inside?
No, inside.
All right.
I'm Dr. Stephen Yang. And yeah. I've been jumping around, so I always end up with some random people.
This is not your first radio?
It is not. Those are the first for me. I haven't seen those guys around, but I know what they are. So.
Okay.
You know what they are, too.
I okay. do.
Have you been to this zone before, Corey?
I have.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, sorry, that's exactly what I was about to ask you. Have you been to this place before?
I have been to this place, yes.
Good. All right.
You guys stagger back inside.
Why don't you get some clothes on and we'll go back by the fire and have a chat?
Yes, yes, I think I will. And unfortunately, I suspect they were sent by that fine fellow, Dr. Morton. Why he wants my blood, I don't know. I'm just
ritual magic, I'm sure.
Probably. I'm just glad he didn't send some
evil clones.
You mean good clones? Supposed... Like,
okay.
The opposite of what he is. Don't let the demeanor fool you.
He's sitting in the chair. He's got fresh clothes on. You can just see like a small amount of red beginning to spread out on him.
I pull out the evil sword and I hand it over to Josh. I go, that should look familiar.
I look at the evil sword that he's just handed over.
It looks familiar. It looks a lot like one you'd last seen in a temple engraving.
Really, as in the one getting chopped in half or the one doing the chopping?
B.
Oh, really? You took out the black... You took out the black chick whose name...
Elude him.
Whose name is... As I go back through my notes...
Uh-huh.
Or I could just check the board since I've written it there quite recently.
Uh-huh.
Zamati. So this is Zamati's sword?
Yeah, Zamati, yeah.
So you took her out?
Yeah, me and Alex.
Beautiful. That was pretty much what I was going to suggest we do today, was go to Night City and take her out. But good, you've already done it.
Perfect. So what I did was, from post-apocalyptic, I commandeered a giant... flying head, the head of Zardos.
One of the Zardos heads, yeah, beautiful.
Flew it through Shadow, walked through Shadow, got to Night City, landed, tried to land that shit on that bitch, missed, but blocked her path. As I was coming in, there was armed forces already, the American government was already trying to run sorties against them, so when they saw me go in, they followed, and then from some people from the sewers decided to join in the melee.
Okay.
And I took her out. We did we sword fought in the middle of the battlefield, and she was pretty baffled that her sword didn't cut mine in half and took that bitch right out.
Lovely.
And Alex shot me in the ass, and it was a grand old time.
As in Alex Kinley or Freddy?
Freddy.
Yes.
Yeah. Isn't that his regular name, Alexios or
Elios or something?
Oh, is that it? He spelled it weird.
A-L-O-U-S or something.
That's why he's called Freddy.
That's why.
Got it. Yeah. So Freddy, my apologies. So it was me and the Firestarter, and
yeah. So how did he? So what did he set alight this time?
The popcorn maker in the library, which is why the film is ruined.
So you went back there to plug the projector in and look at the film.
Yeah.
Attempt to look at the
film. Attempt to. But I had acquired a new book, and the librarians gave me a cool book, and by the time I got back, he had set the room on fire with the popcorn maker.
I told him not to touch the popcorn maker the last time we were there.
I told him that if he ever touches any cooking implements again around me, I'm just going to murder him. I'm going to take him out to a swamp, toss two in the back of his head, and call it a day.
I said to him, don't you attempt to make any popcorn. Don't even just leave it alone.
I think that the librarians now are a bit... They have fire extinguishers now in the library, or fire...
Good.
I think they've dealt with that.
How did you work out where Zamati was in Night City, or was?
So what we did is we went to post-apocalyptic. We were going to look for the alien jammer, but half the guards that we had at the Spice Cartel stole it to go loot another bunker, thinking, "Oh, well, they can do it. We can do it."
Okay.
Well, the AI that has taken that is a part of the computer systems out in Alien Takeover. They're not happy with how there's a backdoor there. Like they don't know. Like they're like there's not something. There's something wrong here. These people are just coming in with no problem. So they were basically aligning everything to destroy everything that was left behind. So we had one of these giant boulders from space came and landed on the ones that tried to infiltrate. Using his thing. So we got rid of the back door, bolted out of there, so that way everything is still intact there. So if we ever need it again or need anything from the alien tech shit, it's there.
Just to clarify something, you said AI. Are you talking about one of the colors, or you just mean a standard AI?
Oh, the standard AI.
Okay.
It's just an AI that was built into the system for security reasons.
Yep.
Lovely. So while we were there, we did use the alien tech to find what satellites were in orbit. We found an old MTV satellite.
Cool.
Found out how to tap into it. Went to Night City.
Mm-hmm.
Or shadow walked to Night City, and in the Night City, we orientated the satellite so we could spy on her to see where she was and what they were all doing.
Beautiful. Nice. Did you see any sign of Indigo?
Oh, yeah. She was level 3 of Indigo, I believe.
Oh, was she? Interesting.
Remember how Indigo used to take things and, like, churn them and then make nanites for us?
Yep.
It's been doing that to Night City. As a whole.
Oh, is that why is that why the Cybermen have been pulling down Night City?
Yeah, because it's churning everything into these Cybermen, which are going through a gate, which is why we don't see them anymore.
Ah, interesting. So, I was curious if Indigo was working with them or against them.
Yeah.
Did you tell Indigo that he's now working for Red by doing so? Just to rub his nose in it? Didn't speak to Indigo at all?
Didn't, okay. No, I just took... the bitch out.
Beautiful. That's because my thought was if we did have to go there was, and if we encountered Indigo, was to let Indigo know that, you know, the general's working for the avatar of Red. So if he's working for them, he's working for Red to try and flip him if he was working with them. But sounds like didn't need to do that, which is great.
So yeah. I don't know what it looks like there, but I mean, there was extended bombing happening and the armed forces were attacking the entire time. So I don't know what all is left of that facility that they had there. I don't know if they went to ground. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Indigo's completely destroyed or not. I'm not sure about any of that, but we did take her out at least. And I know that weakens Zod.
Yes.
Which is the important part.
Exactly.
Thoughts was that what they were doing, that Indigo was working for them, and they were churning out the Cybermen putting them through a gate to probably a shadow somewhere where they're amassing an army to attack. Just like in Dino in Land of the Lost.
Yeah, yeah.
Where they are doing the cyber with the dinosaurs. Just how they're amassing an army there. So I wouldn't doubt that there's another general amassing an army somewhere else. Like each general is probably trying to head up their own army.
Yeah. That I was hoping we could potentially work out where the smiling mask guy was by examining the film frame by frame, but
isn't he in MMO land?
My understanding is he was seen there, but I thought he may have left there. I needed to clarify that.
Well, the last time I was there, which wasn't too long ago, the people there, they confirmed that he was there, but he was some distance away from the main city place.
Yeah. So Alex Kinley, Freddy, and unless it was you, I thought it was Tom, saw him open up a rift, get a orb and orb out of it. Was that you or was that Freddy that, sorry, or... Was that Tom that was saw that?
It wasn't me.
It wasn't you? Okay, so no. It must have been Tom.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, so, and I can't recall, I think he then opened up another rift and stepped through with the orb. So I wasn't sure. Yeah, that's what I was hoping. There might have been some clues if we examined the frames about him that might give us an indication where he'd gone.
And the camera does a slow close-up of the film reel, and it just shows, like, goo hanging off of the reel that the film used to be on, that melted cellulose and such. Of course, it's the old-fashioned film that's a really super flammable one.
And that's why I said be careful with heat near it.
Uh-huh. You know, but popcorn, right? Yes. You gotta have popcorn when you're watching a movie.
Yes.
Corey's expression, like, I can't believe this shit.
I didn't even get a chance to see it.
Me neither. Yeah. So what sort of doctor are you?
Well, I'm a full-time psychologist, and also have psychiatry training as well. So medicine and pharmacy involved in psychiatric treatment. As a hobby, though, I do study history and art and cult and paranormal stuff. I'm a paranormal investigator, but primarily I try and help people that are... Times out of 10, it's usually not paranormal stuff. It's just them having issues. Mm-hmm. So I try and shed light on that, but every once in a while you get a good one.
Do you recall what time period you're from?
Yes. Yeah. I'm from the 21st century.
When in the 21st century?
Like in the 2000s.
Okay. As in early 2000s or 2020 or?
But like pretty near 2020.
Mm. Okay.
I understand.
Just try and get a feel from where different people have come from. And especially in the 2000s, there's some leaps and bounds in technology and stuff. So if you were from like closer to 2000 and 2020, there might be some from you with that would be unusual to you and vice versa, et cetera.
I gotcha.
Do you have any... Go ahead.
No, after you.
I was curious. We've all been... It seems like we've all been involved in some kind of crazy shit. Do you have any odd things that we need to be aware of?
Yes, good question.
You mean like have I developed any personal tics or eccentricities?
Yes.
not as of yet, but...
Okay.
But, yes. I'll let you know if I start feeling strange.
I appreciate that. I mean, I used to have some pretty severe ones, so, I mean, I understand. Mm-hmm.
It is good to know, so that we know what your triggers are and what we need to do to try and avoid situations like that, or encourage situations like that, depending on what we're attempting.
What the behavior is.
Yeah. So I have a very important question for you. Do you know how to use a rocket launcher?
No. I do not know how to use a rocket launcher.
Damn it, Santa Claus isn't coming to this town then.
Damn it. So no RPG?
Unfortunately, no. My military training is not very extensive, but I do have some weapon training. Pistols and basic weaponry. I'm also I'm Japanese American, so my parents, they insisted on some hand-to-hand combat training, so I do have some skill in that as well. But I have multiple language skills, history, art, all kinds of stuff like that.
Okay. Now, as we know where there's a rocket launcher, and we know somebody that we'd like to be at the receiving end of said rockets, but we need someone that can use the rocket launcher. Basically, we know where one of the generals is, but he's hard to get close to, but if we had someone who was skilled in rocket launcher, with Doc's ability, with demolitions, we could tweak the rockets and have fun shooting at him.
The four-armed guy?
Yes, the four-armed guy in Land of Lost. Unless you're a expert sniper.
I'm not an expert sniper either. Well, we did talk about the plan a bit.
I assumed you weren't, but yes.
So we always talk fun about joining a new group, and one of the first things they ask you is if you can use a rocket launcher.
It's a fair question.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Dana, who you may not have, I don't know who you've encountered in our group. Dana, one of our members of the group, originally suggested we... one of her suggestions was we paint a large X on the ground directly below. We know where there's a gate that is in the air in Land of the Lost. And we know where the other end of that gate is. So her suggestion originally was we paint a large X on the ground, send him a map so he comes out and finds the X, and then we push a piano through the gate so it falls through the gate and lands on him.
Mm.
That was her original suggestion. But we have since modified
something larger than a piano, though. I'm thinking.
Yeah, well, we since modified the idea to use the black vaporization, grenade. Completely wipe things out.
Is that what those do?
Oh yeah, 10 meter diameter sphere of gone.
I used one on the temple in Burlington.
Oh, okay. So it just like Like, what happens? Like, it just goes away or what?
Yeah.
It goes away, and there's a slight sound as the air gets sucked into the vacuum that was left behind.
Yeah.
Almost a thunderclap because of the air.
Yeah.
So is it like a small, like black hole almost? Or?
Oh, it's a 10-meter radius sphere.
It vaporizes oxygen too, so.
Yeah, we don't know whether or not it's getting displaced to another dimension. I wasn't there when they were working it out, gotcha. I was checking it. I was working out stuff.
Well, I know they have a lot of gate technology with the alien stuff like that. Yes. So I could see that being like they throw it. It's like a mini gate that sucks them off.
That
into
was my suspicion. I said we another turn realm. Up into a zone one day and find these piles of dirt and stuff that had been sucked away. Did you? Hopefully, that it's getting deposited in a sun or in outer space or something where whatever gets hit by it gets killed. Have you gotten your tarot cards?
Defeating Azathoth, clearly.
Yes. Have you gotten your tarot cards, Doc?
No, I have not.
Mm. Okay. I'm happy to rip some of those if you want to. I don't really.
So pretty much the only way we've been able to work out what they do is by using them. And the best place with, well, either coming here and using them or going to MMO land to use them, because it's the usual thing. If we go to two places,
magic has no resistance here, so it just works.
That's right. That's exactly. Whereas if we did it in Burlington or at the Australian Embassy, we've got to assert our will over it to try and get them to work.
Wouldn't it be? I would think that it would be better to use them like right before we go and do anything big against like in MMO land, like just possibly. In case there's a good effect.
Yeah, yeah.
Because otherwise, they don't last very long. I read.
Yeah, the ones we've found last, pretty much usual, like we've found with most of our magic, sunset, sunrise, unless some of them have a longer, some of them a permanent effect. Some of them actually affected our build. Some of them, made us better with, made us better for magic, or made us more knowledgeable.
Gotcha. There was no way, like, you weren't able to detect magic on them at all?
No, I watched them in use.
Oh, balls! With my magic where are they?
They're in.
Do you have any on you?
No, I used all mine. Let me just, well, I'll double check, but I used all mine, I'm pretty certain. I basically was watching with my goggles and to see if I could learn anything additional, and it's pretty much, there is some one interesting thing we learnt from them. Random is in a dungeon in the Courts of Chaos.
Of course he is.
Now, the interesting thing about that is how the tarot cards, like all our other magic, is specific to this shadow.
Uh-huh.
So how were we able to learn that from using a tarot card?
Because they work anywhere?
No, they don't.
They don't?
No, they are specific to... They are like all, from what I could see by looking at them, they're like all our other magic items that we've encountered.
Which card?
I would have to look it up. There was a particular card. I'd have to.
Well, the card might explain why you were able to use it beyond this particular instance.
No, it was more the fact the information we gained. We used the card in MMO land, but the information we gained was information relating to something that occurs outside this shadow. Now, my one suspicion I had was, especially because some of them actually did permanent effects on us, is that it was basically they're tapping into the underlying code of, or if you want to use that term, to the existence that we're in, hence why it was able to garner that information.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Hold on.
Right. They're like exceptions to standard programming.
Yeah, or the fact that they actually have a permanent effect on us means that whatever has created us, caused us to be here, these cards are actually tapping into that for them to actually cause our code as such to be rewritten, if you want to use it in that sort of way.
Yeah, fuck you, Logan. So
he saw that too.
Corey lost some fucking real life sanity when he found out Amber was involved.
Well, do you remember when I put all that shit together and you were laughing so fucking hard, Logan? I want to hit you with a fucking pipe.
This is why playing online is better. No pipe. Different continent. Safe.
So. You ripped a tarot card and you have a permanent effect on you currently.
Yeah, as in it affected me.
I'm going to play a skill 15.
My ability. I don't know what the term is.
Two of the three look very... Corey hasn't done pattern yet, I don't believe so. Two of the people in the room look super real. Corey, you're feeling less real.
That's okay. I'm okay with that.
Yeah. I'm sure walking pattern isn't that hard, so.
Oh, yeah.
Easy. In regards to your question, in which card gave us the information about random, it was the Hermit. Mildred. Okay. Mildred had the card and ripped it. And that it also caused the Will-O-Wisp to follow around, but it gave her... She was able to ask a single question.
No.
But yes, the fact of the result of the answer we found was very interesting.
Oh, Logan.
Maybe at least.
Logan, now that you changed up, because that's not just a use ability, can that be used more than one time a day?
What are you talking about?
Detect power pattern.
No, it's a once per day because the one of the offshoots will let you try it again.
Ah, okay.
Pete, check your cards, reduce your hand.
Yes. I have a play immediately.
Of course you do.
Your character has an insanity for drug, alcohol addiction, or is just addicted for some reason. Roll D4. Nope. Bye-bye. Let's get rid of...
Both Mildred and Kinley are happy not to... actually, Kinley really doesn't any... Actually, neither does Mildred. Shit. They're...
Quirks.
Yeah, quirks. So, yeah.
I'm assuming nobody wants fancy flying.
It's a great card.
We were in aerial combat and had a mounted gun, yes.
Yep. And knew how to use it. One of the benefits of this system, I can leave a bunch of heavy machine guns sitting around, and the players are like, eh.
All right, I might use that card just to make things. I'll get rid of. Do any of you have a crap card and want a assistant plus 10?
That's always good.
Yeah.
I'm good.
I'll drop an assistant 6 for the assistant 10.
All right, go for it. Sorry, this is plus 10%, not 10 damage. Sorry.
Oh.
Before you do that, so you might want to not do that.
Nah, because I have a clarity, an assistant D6, and then the talisman card, Indomitable Will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Assistant 10%. All right. Because it's been a long week for me, long hours of work, so my brain's been a bit fuzzy from last session. I'm going to play Memory. If the GM remembers, he can remind you a point you forgot. If the GM doesn't remember, you spent this card for nothing. You need to ask the GM a specific question, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is about the film and specifically whether or not the smiling masked individual actually went somewhere, or the film ended him being showed him being in MMO land laughing.
After laughing in MMO land, he tore a rip in space time that you weren't able to see through to where he was going, and then he went through there.
Good. Yeah, I thought that was the case. I just wasn't 100%.
I like how it says "bitch" on the card. That makes me happy.
Yeah.
Well written card.
So my suspicion was correct.
Yes, I'm afraid you're correct again, Helms.
Yes.
Bully for you.
So I can also, once a day, I can try to detect pattern power in the area.
Yeah, and get a roll on it.
Well, I did.
Okay, so you, interesting.
You did. Yeah. No reverse dice. Oh wait, wouldn't help.
I learnt the Royal Road.
Oh yeah?
Yes.
So what does that do?
10 days instead of 2 days, and it is a comfortable journey with no bad places.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes. It is. I used it and it was quite nice. Used it to get to Amber used it to take Dana and Glenn to Amber. And they've both walked the pattern now.
A lot of real bitches walking around now.
Yeah, I noticed that Mildred actually... Yeah, it was great that Mildred actually succeeded.
Close call.
I'm just almost as close as I was.
Yeah. You didn't do well at all. But yes, no. I'm quite happy that Mildred actually was able to succeed and is firmer of mind. Not quite there yet, but a bit better.
It's dramatically difficult.
Yes, exactly. So we don't know where Smiling Man is currently. We could try and track down a location where he was and then look at, try and examine the rifts and stuff and see where he went to. We know where the four-armed dude is. He's just in a very difficult place to get to. Unless you wanted to try the whole Zardos drop a mountain on him trick again. But I think it would be a lot harder for us to get out of that situation.
Do we know what kind of army the Smiling Man is building?
No. Well, he's got four elementals. He did the whole thing with the elementals.
Oh, no, he left them behind.
Oh, he left elementals behind, did he?
Oh, yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
So we don't even know what he's amassing. We can assume that he's amassing something, but we just don't know what, right?
Can you describe what he was wearing and what his mask looked like exactly?
Pete tells you from his memory card he used earlier, it was like the comedy Greek mask, you know, comedy, tragedy. Yeah. He was wearing simple robes that pretty much hid gender and all that stuff. Pete, give me an evidence analysis roll since you'd watched the film.
Well, that's partly why I want to examine the film in detail to see if I could.
Yes, that would have been great. Lots of people could have made rolls then. But as it is, they're going to have to crack open your brain and tinker with your brain with some MIGO brain tools.
Killed roll 20.
I need to find some of those again.
Let me open up the character sheet again.
Nothing made you quite so happy as tinkering with somebody's brain.
Yes, quite. Well, I haven't been able to take someone's top off like a fucking screw lately.
Negative 60 or by quarter.
Well, you're thinking that the in the film the elementals were advancing, like, because the red guy had, and since it's black and white, some sort of gray sphere. And they were advancing upon him, almost like, we're going to kick your ass. Mm-hmm. And then with the back to you, she had taken off the mask. And then they were all like, oh, we'll suck your cock. And then there was a lot of the laughter thing, which you made an excellent picture of, by the way. I really like that. And then rip, go through, rip seals, gone.
So was he wearing something that might be considered something that would be used in the inn? The inn of the last, you know, the halfway inn?
More like the quasi-futuristic robes, like from old movies, when they're like, this will be the future, and everybody wears the pretty much like two bed sheets tied together up here, and then they just kind of go down for whatever reason, because directors...
The sparkly style ones or the non-sparkly style ones?
Non-sparkly style ones. I mean, you could have gotten by with it in Roman times. It's possible, but, you know, it wasn't quite... It was not quite the Romanesque toga thing.
So is that what they were used to wear in the ancient future prison area?
You're not sure. There wasn't any pictures of anybody else as far as the guy that you released from the ancient future prison. Similar, but not the same. Kind of a bit more... Romanesque type thing. It's like a simple tunic with a skirt looking thing.
Okay.
But manly. So probably not a member of a horse riding thing, because that's why we made pants.
Well, that would make sense then, because that means that, like, so the chick was making like an army of robots. Then they're making an army of dinosaurs from the ancient times. So then they need something with future tech. So that way they have all their like different techs covered. Maybe
the dinosaurs were getting future tech put on them. They were getting like the lasers and stuff put on them.
Yeah, yeah.
Every creature deserves a hot meal.
That was something else. Actually, that reminds me. The whole, whether or not we took the phone from Burlington into Land of the Lost, and whether or not we could use that to summon the MIBs then, there.
Like, right outside, like, where the dinosaur, cybering area is? Yep. See what fucking chaos erupts from that?
Yep. Pretty much.
I like that, too.
Yeah.